I'm with John McGurk. I'm at the CIPD HQ in Wimbledon, and John and I and Mike and Paul Howard-Jones have just done a CIPD webinar on neuromyths and neuroscience in learning. John, that was very interesting. There was lots of interaction with all the people that were participating on the webinar. What were your thoughts on what you've just heard and seen?
I think it confirmed our view when we developed this project called Steady State, Ready State, which we started off by asking people questions in the Learning and Talent Development Survey 2012 about what kind of methods they were using. Then we asked them what they knew about new and emerging methods around neuroscience, cognitive science, behavioural economics, etc. And we found there was quite a low on sort of awareness of these, but a big thirst for learning about them. So the issue for me is that myself and Eugene Sadler-Smith, who's a professor of organisational learning at Surrey, we basically decided to develop this project around getting L&D from this steady state of relying on things like Myers-Briggs and LSQ, etc. Too much. They're good for some things. But the idea was, let's move on to the stuff like neuroscience, cognitive science, behavioural research, etc., etc. And this is the first webinar in which we've done that. And, you know, we've been able to have the services of Paul Howard-Jones, who's reader in the neuroscience of education at the renowned Bristol University Neuroscience and Education Unit. And he's been able to share some real expert insight in an accessible way, and we want to do more of it.
Mm. And he mentioned towards the end of that webinar that this is just one of some other webinars in the same area. So what have we got coming up then?
Yeah, we're going to have a session on cognitive science and decision making. That's going to be a webinar which is going to be run with Professor Adrian Banks, who's another leading cognitive scientist this time from Surrey University. And Adrian's going to help us to look at things like decision making. Why, for example, you know, why do we have duties when they're based on, you know, very poor levels of recall that we have as individuals, etc., and how those kind of issues around decision making and behaviour and rationality, etc., impact the workplace. You know, and we've seen a lot of people in recent years and months doing irrational things in the workplace. You know, so we'll be able to get some real insight into that.
Brilliant, John. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Martin, and look forward to working with the L&D community on these projects.